AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The first Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas is just 2.5 hours away, but AP correspondent Jerry Boatlander reports Vice President Joe Biden won't be joining Hillary Rodham Clinton and her rivals on stage tonight at the Wynn Resort.
There was speculation that Biden, who's been mulling whether to jump into the race, would make a last-minute trip here to join the other five candidates on stage. CNN even had a lectern ready if he did. But an aide says Biden will watch the debate at his official residence after hosting a high school reunion.
Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid expects the debate will focus on policy, not personalities.
It won't be a debate attacking each other's personality. It's going to be substance. We know what the issues are. I think the issues are important issues for the American people.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal's presidential campaign is panning the criteria that's being used to whittle down the candidate list for the next GOP debate on October 28th. Jindal says it shouldn't ignore the importance of early voting states like Iowa and New Hampshire. The University of Houston will host a 2016 Republican presidential debate on February 26th, 4 days before Super Tuesday. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump has agreed to host Saturday Night Live next month.
This will be Donald Trump's second time hosting Saturday Night Live. The last time was in 2004, but he's been impersonated numerous times on SNL, including in the show's season premiere. Sia will be the musical guest when Trump hosts on November 7th. His appearance comes just before the GOP debate on November 10th and almost a year before Election Day. Julie Walker, New York.
A four-day winning streak ended today on Wall Street, the Dow giving up 49 points. This is AP Radio News. The chairman of the Dutch Safety Board says it was a Russian-made surface-to-air missile that brought down a Malaysian jetliner over eastern Ukraine in July of 2014, killing all 301 people aboard.
All representatives from the states participating in the investigation endorse the conclusion that the crash was caused by the detonation of a warhead in close proximity to the airplane.
The chairman says Moscow, which was involved in the probe, disputes part of the findings.
In its comments on our report, the Russian Federation states that it is not possible to determine the type of warhead and the type of missile that carried it with certainty.
Wildfires burning on prairie land in five states from Wyoming to Iowa have killed pets and livestock and destroyed more than a dozen homes. The worst fire is near Casper, Wyoming. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.